It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live here at the People's Health Center. First day, October 15th of the annual enrollment period is open. Medicare People's Health representatives are here to help walk you through the entire enrollment process. They'll tell you more about People's Health if you want to know about their Medicare Advantage plan. But there's no obligation or anything. Main thing is to help you decide what you want to opt for your Medicare coverage, especially if this is your first year, because it can be very confusing with parts A, B, C, and D, what's covered, what's not covered, are you still working, do you need insurance, do you not need insurance, etc. So come on in. We're at 3017 Vets near Causeway, right next to Party City. Representatives are here. I'd love to see you. Andy Smith joins us now, our friend, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, talk about the presidential race. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. We're in the final, kind of final home stretch. The playoffs are going. When the World Series comes, well, heck, the election might be over by the time the World Series is over.
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday, watching afternoon baseball. It's kind of nice, huh, to see baseball on in the afternoon, the playoffs, and you get all excited, even though if you're like me, you don't really know who these players are, but you start rooting for people, you know?
I agree. You know, it reminds me of being a kid, and, you know, you watch teams other than Cleveland playing in the playoffs every year.
It reminded me more of the presidential election, because I don't really know who these people are. None of us do, but yet you find one and you root for them, right?
I think you've got something going there. I think that looking at the elections, it's a lot like rooting for sports teams. You rationalize why your team is better than the other team.
And when it comes to polling, and I don't know if you and I have discussed this or not, just like the Fox pregame show or NBC or whatever it is, when the analyst picks your team to win, then all of a sudden they're a genius, right? And they know what they're talking about. Even though it has nothing to do with the outcome of anything, if they pick your team, then by God, I'm with them, and they got it right. But if they go against you, then all of a sudden they're a jerk, even though it has nothing to do with the outcome.
Of course, but that's human nature, and actually that's one of the reasons they have polling, is because it gets people rooting for one team or the other, and they continue to watch the TV show. Follow the money, as in everything.
Yeah, this is probably, we should call this the cynic half hour with Andy and I talking about the presidential race, because it's, I'm sorry, neither one of us get in line and start waving flags, because truth be told, come on. Let's talk about the polls, because I see this new NBC poll that shows, and again, you're the pollster, these numbers confuse me, and my head doesn't work that way, but it seems like every time I see a change in the polls, it's always within the margin of error, which makes me wonder, what are we really determining here?
I think you're absolutely right, and that's one of the problems that I've got with the reporting on polls, is that it takes a fairly significant shift to be meaningful. The margin of error on almost all of the polls that you're looking at is about plus or minus 3%. That means you have to add or subtract 3% to each estimate. So we have to add or subtract 3% to Harris and add or subtract 3% for Trump. Ultimately, a candidate's not really winning statistically unless they have about more than a 6 percentage point advantage over the other candidate. So all of the stuff we're seeing now, in my mind, is just kind of noise of an essentially tied race.
You know what stood out to me on this? 48% of voters now say they approved of Donald Trump's job performance as president, which is higher than he ever held when he was president, which indicates to me everybody always thinks the good old days. How's that Billy Joel song go? The good old days were never as whatever and whatever it is. You can look it up. Google it. The guys in a truck will look that up for us. But anyway, the point is this. I've made the analogy, or at least people have texted in the analogy, I don't want to steal their thoughts, that it's kind of like having a crazy ex where after you're away from them for 4 years, you remember the good stuff and you forget the crazy and you're thinking, well, you know what? That was a kind of nice time in my life and blah, 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 and you forget some of the bad things. Any analogy there to be made?
Well, I can't speak from experience.
Yes, you can. Come on. We've all had that.
Well, there was that one time.
There you go.
Right. There's something about that. It's a really interesting phenomenon that if you track job approval ratings, they kind of go, they start off high when a president just gets inaugurated, then they slowly slide as their time in office continues. And then once they're seen as lame duck and they're going out the door, then you see their approval ratings start to rise. And I think Joe Biden's approval ratings have risen as well. But Trump has been out of office longer, and I think that you're seeing Republicans remembering some of the good things and forgetting some of the bad things, and some of those independent voters doing the same. But relying on our memory for accurate assessments of things that we really aren't quite sure how they happened in the first place is probably a very fuzzy area.
We didn't know what the hell was going on then, let alone now, 4 years later, right? That's interesting. Well, let me take a break. We'll talk about Kamala Harris's approval numbers when we come back, and also how that relates to the Biden presidency, and how it just, again, what seems to boggle my mind is for years we've always talked about the vice president. Who, what, where, what do they do exactly? Why are they there? We understand that if something happens to the president, but other than that, we don't really know what they do. And it would seem like sometimes running for vice president is a ticket to political obscurity, right? But it seems as though people are trying to hook up Kamala Harris with Joe Biden's tenure, and I don't know that she had a lot to do with the policy. I'm not defending Kamala Harris. I'm just talking about the role of the vice president historically. Andy Smith's our guest, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. I'm Tommy Tucker. We're live here at the People's Health Center. It's at Medicare Center in Metairie, 3017 Vets, next to Party City. We're underway. Representatives are here. Today is the first day of the annual enrollment period. It runs through December 7th, but don't wait. If you got any questions, come in. They will sit down with you. They'll walk you through Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D. Talk about what's best for you. Talk about Medicare Advantage plans. Maybe it's good for you. Maybe it's not. But either way, they'll take the time and answer whatever questions you have. 621, time for traffic now, WWL. All right, 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, live on location here at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets, next to Party City in Metairie. Representatives are here. It's the first day of the Medicare annual enrollment period. They'll walk you through parts A, B, C, or D. We have donuts here from Joe's Cafe, six locations across the East Bank and West Bank, Metairie, Terrytown, two in Marrero, Westwego, and Gretna. Back to Andy Smith, who is in New Hampshire, who is, well, that's because it's what he does. He's director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. You know, they got stuff that you see on Twitter with former President Trump trying to say Arizonians and not doing a very good job of it. You got this stuff that's going around with Tim Walz, who, and it goes to the importance of the vice presidential candidate. When I saw it the first couple of times, I thought it was J.D. Vance. I didn't realize it was Tim Walz. I conflated the vice presidential candidates. Some kind of problem with a shotgun. Have you seen the movie The Campaign, Andy?
the campaign.
Will Ferrell?
I don't know if he's the candidate, but that's going way back.
This was with Will Ferrell, and it's with Zach Galifianakis, and it's a funny movie about the idiocy of campaigns. And when I saw this stuff with Tim Walz, I thought Black Hawk Down. For people that have seen the movie, they'll know what I'm talking about, where they got some kind of stage shotgun incident or something. All of this stuff that the different candidates are going through. First of all, I don't know that it matters if they do anything wrong. I don't know if it matters if they do anything good at this point, does it? Is that going to really make a difference?
I think for the vice presidential candidates, it's really, can they not make a mistake? And say something that's really that they have to explain later. They can go in lieu of the president or the presidential candidate and speak to large crowds to kind of get people fired up, and then provide maybe a little bit of comic filler for the national press, like putting on a duck hunting suit. I saw that picture of Walz hunting. It reminded me of two things. First, it reminded me of John Kerry going to try to get a hunting license, where his hunting clothes obviously had just come out and freshly pressed out of a package. And then the other one is, I thought, you know, Walz may not want to go hunting with ex-vice presidents, because didn't Dick Cheney have some issues with hunting?
He had some troubles. Well, do me a favor. Google, when you get a chance, the campaign and Black Hawk Down, and that'll show you what I'm talking about, all right? And you'll see that,
that.
We're living now. Life has imitated art, it seems as though. So, before we let you go, we got a minute left. Can anybody do anything? The October surprise, got a couple of weeks left before the campaign, early voting underway. We know who Trump is. The people that love Trump love him. The people that hate him hate him. Kamala Harris, I guess her approval numbers are tied to Biden. Can she do anything to mess up or that's going to make a difference? Or is the die pretty well cast?
I think it's pretty well cast. I think it's going something dramatic potentially could happen. We've seen a few of them this cycle. But it's probably only going to move things a couple points, maybe a percentage point or two. But, you know, as close as this race, that could make the difference. So I wouldn't be surprised to see people, either of the campaigns, push for an October surprise. But it's a matter of the press runs with it, how hard they cover it, and if anybody pays attention at this point.
Quick question, because we're late already, but Donald Trump shoots somebody on Fifth Avenue. Does he lose any support?
Well, it depends
among
on
his
who
faithfuls.
It was. But it depends on who it was and if they deserved it. I think that's the rationality that you'd get from them.
Thank you, Andy. That's on that note. We'll leave it. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the who wasn't did they deserve it? We'll take a break, come back, talk about the mid-Barataria sediment diversion. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. Come on, have some donuts and coffee. Right now, time for WWL First News. Yeah, it is Medicare Open Enrollment Day, the first day of open enrollment period, and it can be confusing. People are here right now from People's Health to help walk you through the process, so why not get it out of the way early? Not a lot of waiting or anything like that. You can come on in, and they'll sit down and talk to you, walk you through the different Medicare options, Medicare Advantage, and everything that you need to do or don't need to do to make sure that you get what you want. We got Joe's Donuts from Joe's Cafe. Yeah, six locations across East Bank and West Bank, Metairie, Tarrytown, Marrero, Westwego, and Gretna, two in Marrero, as a matter of fact. And Simone Malloz joins us now with the coalition, the campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. I got a lot of papers in front of me here. Simone, sorry about that. How you doing?
I was going to let that work out. Yeah, I was still stuck on donuts. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Maybe I had donuts on my mind, too. That's the problem.
I had donuts on my mind, yeah.
I see this story, smaller mid-Barataria from Mark Schlefstein, smaller mid-Barataria sediment diversion likely, details are scarce. Then I read a little bit about it, and Pat Connick's trying to get details on where it stands. Gordon Dove says some of it is confidentiality agreements and all that. Tell me where the mid-Barataria sediment diversion stands as far as you know.
Yeah, Tommy, thank you for having me back on to talk about this. I know that we talk about this a lot, but it's a really complex subject. It's a complex project, but it's really, really critical. And last week there was a hearing in Senate Transportation, of which Senator Connick is the chairman of, and this subject was brought up again. The legislature stays on top of this issue. They want to talk about where this project is, it obviously not just has, you know, big environmental impacts, but it has huge economic impacts as well. And so Senator Connick and some of the other senators on Senate Transportation wanted an update from a previous visit to that group that happened in August. And we learned a little bit more. We have not learned a lot about where the project stands. We know that it is not really moving forward. And so Senate Transportation was another opportunity to talk about the status of the project, where it's headed, where it's going, and to allow the legislature to talk about the project more when details are scarce.
Is Plaquemines Parish's main concern with this the oyster fishermen?
There are always concerns about the impacts of projects of this size and scale. But, Tommy, we've talked about this before. This is the size and scale of a project that we need to address Louisiana's land loss problem. In particular, this project addresses injuries that were received as part of the Deepwater Horizon tragedy, right, all those years ago. There are negative impacts that seem to be concentrated on, especially now and lately, and to specific user groups for sure. But we feel as project supporters and people who believe in the process of which they got to, you know, decide to build and to fund this project, we believe that those impacts were looked at, they were studied. There's tens of thousands, literally, pages of analysis when it came to making this decision. And we believe that those impacts were looked at and were mitigated for. So the thing that we kind of is missed in some of this storyline, Tommy, is what happens to our coast if projects like this and this particular project is not built? What happens if there is a future with no action? And the answer is very bleak.
Who is the Louisiana Trustee Implementation Group? Because, you know, this is a major project. Now they got this group. I don't quite know who they are. And then, you know, we got the new head of the Coastal Protection Reproduction Restoration Agency saying that they got a confidentiality agreement. There's a lot of public money. I don't quite understand how that can be.
Yeah, great question, Tommy. You know, it's a very complex project, and one of the reasons is because it is paid for with oil spill dollars. This goes back to something that doesn't even have to do with Louisiana in particular, with the Oil Pollution Act, or OPA. Some of the other Deepwater Horizon funds comes from Clean Water Act. These are federal pieces of legislation that describes how BP and the other parties basically have to pay for what happened for Deepwater Horizon. So this is a legal process. It is a complicated federal process. And there are federal agencies that make up the TIG, or the Trustee Implementation Group. They are the ones entrusted with the money to make sure that the injuries are mitigated for. There is a state version of that includes several state agencies also, but really it goes back to this federal Trustee Implementation Group who oversees the money. This is where it gets a little complicated, Tommy. The money that we have for Louisiana is for Louisiana the place, not necessarily Louisiana the government. So in the case of Deepwater Horizon dollars, several different people have used that money to build projects in Louisiana. So some of the federal agencies, there even is a tribal designation for tribal communities to access this money to build projects. So the money is for Louisiana. It's just not necessarily always for the government of Louisiana. And so that's all built into that process.
Let me take a break. I'm going to try to let my eyes deglaze here, and when we come back, I'll just ask, what is the status of...
You made me sound unfun. This is important.
Well, I know. It's just very complicated. I guess what I'm trying to find out is, what is the status of the project? And when I hear Gordon Dove talk about a scaled down version. Is that going to be like the compromise that they reached with the flood walls with the Corps of Engineers before Katrina? We all know how that turned out. 652, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:58, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Simone Malloz, campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta, talking about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. So, Simone, bottom line, where does the project stand? And when you hear, when I hear Gordon Dove talk about a smaller version of it, is that akin, you know, half a loaf is better than none, or you're just kind of whistling in the wind because it's not gonna, it's just gonna be the worst of both worlds. Thoughts?
Yeah, the state is talking to Plaquemines Parish. Plaquemines Parish had filed suit against CPRA because of a local permit that they think needed to be obtained. And because of that, that's why we have not learned a lot of information. And there's been this non-disclosure agreement, essentially. And yes, we have heard and they have discussed the idea of a smaller diversion or something in place of this. But Tommy, this project took 6 years to permit. It went through an extensive process to get funded. We don't think it's that simple as just deciding to no longer build it. They've already spent roughly $519 million, $519 million on this project. And so we want to know, we want details. We want to hear more about things that are not being discussed right now, because we have real concerns about not just the money, but the impacts of a smaller project, what that would look like. Does that really mitigate for the injury that occurred, et cetera? So we're not going to stop asking these questions, and we appreciate when others who care about Louisiana's coast do the same.
I do, and we'll have you back. Thank you, Simone Malloz. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center. All right, 7:13 now on this Tuesday morning. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. Right next to Party City, we got donuts from Joe's Cafe, six locations across the East Bank, West Bank, Metairie, Tarrytown, Two and Marrero, West Bank, Wego, and Gretna. So have some donuts, coffee. We got free World War II museum tickets, and the most important thing is the experts that are standing by to help walk you through the Medicare enrollment process, because it can be daunting. Today is the first day of the annual enrollment period. You need to make a selection, even if you are already enrolled, and if not, they can help walk you through the process. Dr. B will be here as well at 8:15, and you know we love talking to him. Ollie Cosell joins us now to talk about the Pelicans. Ollie is a credentialed writer and reporter, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well. Pelicans regular season basketball is almost here.
Yeah, how about the Pelicans preseason? How do they look so far?
You know, there's been positives and negatives. That's probably the best way to put it. Zion, he looks fantastic. He looks like he's ready for the regular season. The rest of the team, it's coming along to where, okay, they're rebounding the ball. You wondered how would they do playing a lot smaller. So far through two games, they look like they'll be able to hold their own. The biggest problem has been too many turnovers, and, of course, they're not making all their three-point shots. But the positive is, of course, they're taking a lot more. So, like I said, you've got positive and negatives. They could very well be 2-0. But, again, we know preseason doesn't mean anything. Finally, we're going to get to see Brandon Ingram. That's probably the biggest news of the day today. He's going to play in the final preseason game, and you want to see how, you know, this group looks, because this is the group outside of Trey Murphy, who's injured, is going to look to start the season.
Tell me why they held Brandon Ingram out. Is that for injury or just to save him?
Yeah, both sides decided it would be best, right? He's coming off a summer where he did actually a lot of rehab on his knee, which he injured towards the end of the regular season last season in a game against the Orlando Magic, right? He didn't look like himself in the playoffs. So he said he spent about 2.5 or so months rehabbing that knee over the summer. And he just doesn't want to push it too hard. And this is a guy who typically, Tommy, even when he's healthy, doesn't play in all the preseason games. There's a lot of players around the league, star players around the league, who do this consistently.
So they lost a couple of preseason games, right, in Florida because of the storms. Is that going to have any effect on anything?
You kind of wish that they would have had at least another preseason game, right? Last game against the Miami Heat, had 24 turnovers, only 19 assists. So they look like a team, honestly, that's not there. They're not all on the same page. They were having trouble even catching the ball. And Willie Green even admitted they're rusty. They just haven't played enough games. So you just wonder, right, to start a regular season where, you know, once that first game happens, then you're playing just about every other day. You just hope that they're ready for it.
So Zion looking good, trim, and he's working on a mid-range jump shot?
Yeah, he claims he's going to shoot the ball more when he's not close to or next to the rim. And this is something that he has honestly said now for a couple of years. It's just that he says he's very hesitant because he just knows that he can get in closer where, you know, when you get closer, the percentages will go up because it's an easier shot. But he's really dedicated to shooting that mid-range shot. And we saw that, right? In the games of Miami Heat, he put his head down, looked like he was going to drive to the rim, even surprised the Miami Heat players. Then he just pulled up on his own from the free throw line. That's typically not how he's even shot those shots in the past. So you hope to see more of it, right? It's going to be less pounding on his body. He's going to make the defenses be more honest to where they can't all five men go running in front of the rim trying to stop him. If he can do that consistently, Tommy, that's going to really open up the lanes, plus for the rest of his teammates. So, yeah, we've been saying you've got to add something in your game. And hopefully this is going to be the season that he does it.
What can we look for with Herb Jones playing center?
Yeah, that's probably the most interesting thing. Daniel Tice so far has started both of the games. But, right, Brandon Ingram's not been playing. Trey Murphy's been hurt. So it's hard to get a gauge on just how much Herb Jones is going to play center. Obviously, he's undersized, Tommy. He stands 6'8", doesn't weigh even more than, you know, 215 pounds, 220 pounds. And when you're going up against seven-footers that are always usually in excess of 250 pounds, that's a huge disadvantage. But Herb Jones has some experience doing this on and off over the last 3 years. I remember especially a couple of years ago when they had, you know, they had just drafted Dyson Daniels, and he was able to play off the ball. And the Pelicans, when they wanted to play small, because Herb Jones is so versatile, right? Brandon Ingram isn't known as a defender, Zion neither. So for them to play center was a much difficult ask. But for Herb, it's kind of, you know, something he's done, especially in college. So I remember him having success against Nikola Jokic, the Denver Nuggets, when the Pelicans went small. You just wonder, like I said, can he honestly handle these guys enough? It's fortunate today's game, they don't go, right, teams don't go through their centers throwing the ball in the post like they used to with Shaquille O'Neal and other bigs in the past. But you just wonder, can he keep people off the boards, right? I mean, when you're that small, it's hard to, even though you're trying to box out, keep your opponent away from the rim on those rebounds, it's hard to do when you're giving up that much size. So it's going to be an experiment, right?
I would think durability would be a concern too, right, throughout the season? With the size disadvantage?
I'm sorry, say that again, Tommy.
Durability would be a concern with the size disadvantage throughout the season.
That's the biggest concern. I mean, Herb Jones has missed some games because he's gotten beaten up before. And you don't want – that's why the Pelicans don't want to play Zion at center, to say he will play some center minutes, but you don't want to have him banging down. That's why Anthony Davis for years didn't want to play it, and that's why he's always an injury riddle, has had an injury riddle career. You know, it's just tough ask. But the Pelicans' best seven players, Tommy, they're all, you know, wings and guards. And in order for you to get as many of them out there for as long as possible, you're going to have to play a lot of small ball. Now, the upside, of course, is on offense, you're going to have all these slower guys, these bigger guys trying to stay with you. And usually that doesn't work either, right? How many times Golden State has done it and these other small teams. So it's a give and take.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Ollie Cosell about the Pelicans, a credentialed NBA writer that covers the Pels. We'll talk about Peyton coming back to town, not the one you think, a different one. We're going to talk about DeJounte Murray fitting in and more. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center. Come on over. We've got coffee and donuts for you. You can find out everything you need to know about the Medicare annual open enrollment period. Seminars coming up at 10 and 1. Absolutely free. No obligation, no cost, no nothing like that. And we even have free World War II tickets for you. So a lot coming up. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:26, back with Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Tommy Tucker, WWL, live at the People's Health Medicare Center. Today is the first day of the annual open enrollment period, so Don't wait. Come on out. Now's the time to come in. We got people standing by waiting to help you. We got donuts. We got coffee. We got World War II museum tickets. And, of course, we do have Ollie Cosell. I talked about Peyton returning to town. Not Sean, but Alfred, who played with the Pelicans back in the day and actually has, I think, a Hornets fleur-de-lis tattoo. Does he not?
Yes, he does. Yes, very good memory, Tommy. Yeah, it's a sort of a reunion for Alfred Payton, who's honestly on the downside of his career, as everybody knows, but he's trying to latch on somewhere. I thought he played really well in the fourth quarter of the last game. He played the entirety of the quarter, had 7 assists, and he really led the team from where, you know, by time when he entered the game, they were trailing close to by 20 points. But they had a chance to win in the end, largely because, like I said, he organized the offense, got people in the right places, and found some players for easy shots. And that's something they weren't really able to do the entire game until he came in.
Talk about DeJounte Murray. How's he been fitting in? What have we seen so far?
Yeah, that's the one area where I wish the Pelicans had a few more games on the slate before the games start to count. He looks like, you know, when he's out there, he's trying to get everybody else going first. And you could see it in the last game where he didn't look for his shot at all in the first, what, maybe 5-6 minutes. But once C.J. McCollum sat down, once Zion Williamson went down for his first break, and he was on the floor alone with none of those other big three or four, if you include Brandon Ingram, then that's when he started looking for a shot. So you can kind of tell when he's turning the switch on, off, and that just doesn't really work in the NBA because things move so fast. You want to always find the right shot, but you're always, when you're moving the ball, you're making sure, of course, you're not turning it over and things like that. So, yeah, I would say, Tommy, that while he looks good, right, once they sat down, he immediately hit like 3 shots in a row from the mid-range, and he shows that he can get by his defender at any time. And defensively, he looks fantastic, too, tipping the number of balls. He's going to help on the rebounding glass because he can get up high. And that's what one thing the Pelicans do have. They've got a lot of young, small guys, but they all can, you know, jump up there and grab the basketball, and he's one of them. So there's a lot of things that you like, but like I said, it's just the chemistry isn't there yet.
Real quick, Trey Murphy, what do we know about him?
Yeah, how so long Trey Murphy, he's been shooting in practices, not still stand shots, but actual jump shots, so that bodes well. But again, we're not going to have an official update from the Pelicans on when he's going to be able to return until pretty much maybe next week, right when the first regular season game on Wednesday is supposed to happen. We always thought he'd miss a handful of games, and it looks like that's going to be the case. But at least it was a mild hamstring strain.
Thank you, Ollie. Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Of course, we got Pelicans basketball for you tonight as the Pels take on the Rockets in Houston. Pregame 6:30, tip-off at 7. That's on the Big 870 WWL AM. While the Pels are on 870 AM, we'll continue with regular programming Sports Talk, followed by the Saints Hour on WWL FM 105.3, WWL.com, and streaming live on the Odyssey app. So you got it all here on WWL, your station for the Saints and the Pels and LSU football. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Alex Hammerstone about a Gmail account takeover and another hacking thing that went on. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. Come get some free World War II museum tickets, coffee, donuts, and find out all about Medicare's annual open enrollment period. Right now, time for WWL First News. It is currently 7:46, 14 till 8. We got free World War II tickets for you, and we're waiting to talk to Alex Hammerstone with TrustedSec. He's the Director of Advisory Solutions. There was a cyber attack on a water plant that happened last week, and it always makes you concerned about how vulnerable the infrastructure is in the United States and also different water plants, electricity, et cetera, to cyber attacks. And I think that's one of the big threats that this country faces. And you wonder how many times people are cyber attacked and pay ransom without us knowing about it because they don't want to make themselves susceptible to more of it, right? So when Alex comes on, we'll talk to him about that. Also about this new deal that's going on with a Gmail scam that's going on. They call it a Gmail account takeover scam where you get a notification to approve a Gmail account recovery attempt, but then you get a call about 40 minutes later, then the ID shows it as Google, but it's all a scam, so you got to be aware of that. And Mike Knight is going to join us now while we wait for Alex Hammerstone with People's Health. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, man. Thank you for having me. How
thanks. Thanks for coming on. This is an amazing setup y'all have here. For people that don't know about the Medicare Center, tell us what is waiting for them.
So this is a great place for them to come. There's a lot of people here that can answer questions about Medicare in general, about people's health plans in particular. It's a good resource, and we're right here on Veterans, easy access, great parking.
Why is October 15th such an important day?
Kickoff day. It's kind of like the NFL season starting. You know, this is our time of year where people can make changes. You can enroll in plans. You can change plans. And so it's an exciting day for us.
I tried to help a neighbor navigate their way through this, and it was, and we're getting ready to talk about internet security, half of which I understand, the other half I don't. And when it came to this going through this Medicare site with Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, what this covers, what that doesn't cover, donut holes, not like the kind we're eating here, but the donut holes and the coverage and all that, I couldn't make head or tails of it. And he eventually came here, and that helped, and you all helped him out and get through it. Do you find that a lot of times people come in and they tried to do it themselves and are just completely befuddled by the whole process?
All the time. Yeah, we get a deer in the headlights a lot of times here. And that's, you know, coming in here is a good way to find out what's right for you and, more importantly, what's not right for you.
And the other thing is that even if you are already enrolled, you have to do something. You can't just default to what happened before, right? Don't you have to make an election or not?
No, you can stay in what you have. This year, more than any.
But do you have to actively do something?
No.
Okay, I was wrong about that.
Yeah, right? If you're happy with your plan, it will automatically roll over, which most people do. But they can. This is definitely a year you want to look at your plans and see, because there's been some changes to Medicare that they want to really look at their plans, see what they're doing for next year, and this is the start of it.
Changes to the Medicare plan from the government.
Correct.
Not to be confused with the Medicare Advantage plan, which is what People's Health is.
Correct. But People's Health and all health plans are reacting to what Medicare has mandated that we do.
Now, well, let's talk about some of the Medicare changes when we come back at 7:50. We're talking to Mike Knight with People's Health. Here later on, too, we'll talk to him. Today is October 15th. You heard Mike say it. It's like kickoff of the NFL season. But for Medicare, you understand all of this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? How long did it take you to grasp all of this?
I've been doing this 27 years.
Okay, well, maybe after then I would understand it, but all right, we'll take a break for traffic more when we return here at the People's Health Medicare Center. All right, 7:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're live here at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie, right next to Party City, pretty close to Causeway Boulevard. Dr. B is going to be with us after the break, our friend. We always talk to him on Thursdays. Right now we're talking to Mike Knight with People's Health about just, I guess, pretty much what People's Health is. Tell us about it, if you will.
Yeah, thank you. So People's Health, we a Medicare Advantage plan in Louisiana. We were founded in 1994, and we currently serve more than 110,000 members in Louisiana. Primary focus is helping people with Medicare enjoy the best health possible. And it's also why our Medicare health team provides personalized care and attention to members.
Tell me about the United Healthcare family of plans and how People's Health is a part of that.
So we were partnered with in 2017 with United Healthcare. And basically it's been a great relationship. It helps us to better support our members. We're proud to provide the resources and experience of a national company and a high touch customer service of a local organization.
And when I was just going to say, when people come in here, what can they expect? It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To happen,
so that it, you know, that this service
and this is really what you do, right? I mean, you would be talking to people.
Yeah, absolutely. If they want to come by, we got a bunch of people here that can answer questions. If they're members, we have member service reps. If they're interested in the plans, myself, we have four or five other people here that can definitely see if the plans are right for them.
And there's no obligation or anything. You just want to walk them through parts A, B, C, and D, and all that stuff, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. You know, the first thing we tell them is, you know, if you have 100 questions, bring them. We're happy to answer them for you because that's what will help you decide what's right for you.
How did you get started doing this? Because you're a relatively young guy.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you look like it. I don't know. I didn't check your ID or anything.
Appearances can be deceiving. Yeah. So I actually started it right when in 97. And People's Health had only been around for 4 years. And it was an intriguing change. I was in the restaurant business before this. And it was a nice Monday through Friday job instead of a 24/7 job.
So how do you wrap, how long did it take you to wrap your mind about all this? Because Dr. B's explained it to me a dozen times already, and I still don't get it. I don't understand what, why or where it is. It seems like it's so convoluted. There could be a simpler way to do this, but apparently not. I don't know. How long did it take you to understand all this?
Probably about 6 months of I would say intensive study. Yeah. There's a book that they send out to new Medicare recipients called the Medicare and You book. I suggest reading it multiple times and then throwing it away and then trying to figure it out.
Okay. So there's your advice. Read it a couple of times, try to understand it, and then dispose of it.
Dispose of it and come here and ask questions.
All right. And come here to People's Health Center. That's where you're all right. Well, we'll get Mike. We'll talk to Dr. B.
Thank you.
When we come back, we are at the People's Health Medicare Center. That's some advice there. I'll tell you what. Read it. 6 months, you said, study it. How long?
It took me probably 6 months.
6 months, yeah. Read it and then throw it away and then come into People's Health.
Come on in.
I would suggest maybe not even doing that, just throwing it away and coming into People's Health. Don't forget LSU taking on the Razorbacks Saturday in Arkansas. WWL coverage starts at 2 o'clock. You can join Mike Dettillier, Herb Tyler, former Tiger quarterback for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. That's presented by MAP Construction. Always. All right, 8:14 on this Tuesday morning, October 15th, a big date when it comes to Medicare's annual enrollment period, not to mention CSNPs, which I have no earthly idea what they are, but Dr. B is going to clear us up in a second. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, intersection of Vets and North Causeway. We got free World War II museum tickets for you. We got coffee. We got donuts from Joe's Cafe. Six locations across East Bank, West Bank, Metairie, Tarrytown, Marrero, two of them there, West Wego and Gretna. So here we go. We could be here all day celebrating Medicare's annual enrollment period. It starts today. Whether you're newly approaching 65 or if you've had Medicare for years, there is a lot you need to learn about the program. Dr. B, it's great to see you in person after, you know, we talk on the phone every couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's good to meet up every once in a while.
It is. So Dr. B is here. He's going to discuss Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and the annual enrollment period. So before we talk about the annual enrollment period, let's talk about People's Health. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. So People's Health, we've been around for quite a while. We're actually an insurance company that sells Medicare Advantage plans here in Louisiana. We were actually founded all the way back in 1994. And we were founded by local physicians right here in New Orleans. And we now have grown and serve about 110,000 plan members. So we've gotten quite large over the last few years. And really what our focus is helping people with Medicare. And we want them to really enjoy the best health possible that they can. So we offer these plans with rich benefits, and we try to connect members to really high-quality care, high-quality providers, and enable them to get those cost-effective health services. And so it's really why our team provides that personalized care and attention to members. And it may be something as simple as, you know, making sure you're going to your appointments, that you get reminders for those appointments, or really kind of providing complex care management to our members as well.
And we'll get more into that. Tell me first about the People's Health Medicare Center, where we are. It's a beautiful facility. I know that every year when we come in.
Yeah, this is a great place. We opened this quite a few years ago, and we really, our programming has grown over the years. It's really a place where people can come in and meet face-to-face with our People's Health representatives, and they can come for in-person assistance from all of our customer services teams, and that includes help kind of understanding their benefits and what their options are. And it is open to non-People's Health members as well. So if you're not a People's Health member, you definitely want to stop by. We can answer all your questions about Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans and what your options are. And if you're interested, you can also discuss the People's Health plans. And there's never any obligation to enroll when you come by to see us.
I want to repeat that because I think that's important. Sometimes people, I always like to surface objections and find out, you know, if somebody has a concern. They're not going to, we're not trying to sell you a car here or anything. It's not some kind of used car dealership where it's like, what is it going to take to put you in People's Health today? That's not what it's like at all.
Not at all.
It's an informative thing about just explaining to people about what, like a public service kind of thing, what Medicare is about, how to walk them through the different parts. Talk about some of the events here at the Medicare Center, if you would.
Yeah, we actually throw a lot of events here. This is a really great team and a great place to kind of be creative and connect with other people in the community. We've got events that range all the way from, you know, fun games, classes, craft classes for people, and then a lot of health and wellness presentations that are really informative. You know, recently we actually had a Medicare-themed bingo.
Really?
Which was a lot of fun. Yeah, we do decoupage craft classes. And then we've done a lot of presentations as well. Most recently we did one with the Louisiana Department of Justice on fraud scams that target a lot of older adults. So something very important. And, you know, like all these events, they're open to the entire community. You don't have to be a People's Health member to come here.
You could have those for not just older adults, because for everybody. I only say that because sometimes I think people think that seniors are the targets of the fraud and scams when younger people fall for them as well. But it is important that you help seniors identify, because there's always somebody out there trying to pick your pocket, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, you know, maybe it's the kids of an older adult, too, that want to come in and learn a little bit more. So we encourage them to come in, and then they can maybe share that information with
their parents. Well, and along those lines, when it comes to, I guess, walking them through the Medicare Advantage plan, a Medicare plan, and then even Medicare Advantage if they're interested, the kid can help, the grown child, whatever, can help explain if the parent doesn't quite, like somebody like me is thick and doesn't quite understand what's going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, bring the whole family, actually, you know, and because there's going to be different questions that come up, and one of your kids may have questions that you didn't think about, so it should really be a shared decision.
What about upcoming events? Where can people find out more about them?
Yeah, so the easiest thing to do is go to our website at peopleshealth.com/center. There's an entire calendar on there. If you're interested in an event, there's an easy way to click and sign up for it online. You can actually give us a call here at the Medicare Center as well, and we'll help you understand what's available and get you set up.
How did it wind up here at 3017 Vets in Metairie next to Party City? I know representatives could be here from 8 o'clock until 5 o'clock today, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, we, you know, we looked all around the community, and we wanted to be right in the center of Metairie. We have a lot of members all in this area, both in Orleans and Jefferson Parish, and we thought this was the easiest place to get to, and it's easy to park. You don't have to deal with parking garages and stuff like that. So easy to pull up and just come on in.
All right, let me take a break for traffic. When we come back, we'll get into the nuts and bolts about Medicare. What is the annual enrollment period? If you have Medicare, is this the only time you can make changes and more? We're talking to Dr. B, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We're at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. We'll be here all day through 4 o'clock. And come on in. We got free World War II Museum tickets, coffee, donuts. We'd love to say hi to you, and they'll walk you through anything you need to know about Medicare. Traffic now, WWL. At 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're going to be here all day. Not me, but the entire staff will at the Medicare Center, People's Health Medicare Center. Suddenly had a moment there. 3017 Vets in Metairie, and we're talking to Dr. B, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. So let's get to the nuts and bolts. What is the annual enrollment period for Medicare?
Yeah, so, and this can get very confusing, so we'll try to break it down. But so AEP, or the annual enrollment period, is really, it's that time of year where people can make any changes they want to their Medicare coverage. And like Mike was saying, today is kickoff day for everybody. So it's October 15th is when it always starts, and it runs through December 7th. And any changes that you make,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
During this time period are going to go into effect next year on January 1st. And the big thing, the reason this is so important to people is every year health plans can change, Medicare coverage can change, and your needs change as well. So it's important to kind of review what your coverage is and make sure that you're on the right plan for you.
So you got three circles moving around, and you got to make sure you get those Venn diagrams.
Align them up.
Right,
yep.
Exactly. So if you have Medicare, is that the only time you can make changes?
In general, AEP is the time where you want to do that. And there are a few special instances. And again, it gets a little confusing. There's something called a special enrollment period that you may qualify for, but a lot of people don't qualify for it.
What would make somebody eligible for that special enrollment period?
So in particular, it's people that have both Medicare and Medicaid. They may qualify for one of the special enrollments. And then also if you lose your coverage, if you have an event where where, for example, if you're covered by your employer and you retire, so you've lost your coverage, then you've got a special enrollment. And then the other thing is for people that have certain types of chronic health conditions, things like diabetes, heart failure, cardiovascular disease, they may have eligibility as well. But again, a lot of people don't qualify for these special enrollment periods. So even if you do, this is the time of year you want to kind of take the opportunity to look at what your coverage is, make sure you're happy with what your health plan is providing to you, and know what those changes are. You don't want to be surprised by higher cost or maybe a doctor you can't go see that you need.
So now's the time to find out, understand what's going on, and make a choice. How do you know what changes your Medicare plan is making for 2025?
So there's two documents that actually outline a lot of that. So the first one, if you're already enrolled in a Medicare plan, you should have received something called an annual notice of change. It's going to come in the mail, or if you've opted in for electronic transmission, then you may get it in your email. That is going to list all of the coverage changes that become effective on January 1st. And then you also should have received your 2025 evidence of coverage, and that is going to outline all the cost and all the benefits for the coming year. And you want to use both of those documents, study them, and make sure that it's got everything that you need on it.
Do you have to change your Medicare coverage every year?
Yeah, you don't have to at all. So, you know, if you're happy with your plan, usually you will just roll back into that same plan. But like I said, it is important to look at what the changes were, because, you know, Mike had mentioned there are some changes this year that Medicare has made, and the health plans have had to make a few changes as well. So you want to make sure you understand those and you've still got that coverage.
So if you do want to make changes, what options do you have?
So it depends on what your coverage is. So if you have original,
here we go.
Yeah, if you have original Medicare right now, then you can either enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan or you can select a Part D prescription drug plan. And if you're already enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan, or you can actually go back to original Medicare.
So what's the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, so the biggest difference is original Medicare is the original program that is administered and run by the federal government. But Medicare Advantage plans are actually offered by private insurance companies that have a contract with Medicare to provide those benefits.
And what does original Medicare cover?
So original Medicare is going to cover pretty much your medically necessary services, things that you're going to receive in the hospital or your doctor's office or any other healthcare facilities, but it does not cover a few things important. The biggest one is Part D prescription drug coverage is not included in original Medicare. And then it also doesn't cover things like routine dental, vision, or hearing care. And so that's why a lot of people opt in for these Medicare Advantage plans, because they have to cover everything original Medicare does, but then they offer you these extra benefits.
There are other services too, like health stuff with glasses and that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. So vision coverage, though, would be in a Medicare Advantage extra benefit. It would not be covered by original Medicare.
Right, and hearing as well?
Hearing as well, yeah. Again, not covered.
And some of them come with well care, like no-cost fitness club
mm-hmm.
memberships?
Exactly, yeah. That's another extra benefit. And so if you think you may use that, if you think you would actually go to a gym, which you should,
yes.
It's very important for your health, and that's another benefit you want to look for in some of these plans.
I will digest this, take a break, come back, pick it up. We'll talk about Medicare Advantage. Is it more expensive than original Medicare? Dr. B, our guest, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We're live at the Medicare Center, 3017 Vets, Party City in Metairie. People are coming in. It's first day of annual enrollment period. Take advantage of the expertise here at the People's Health Center. Right now, time for WWL First News. All right, 8:39, Tommy B, Dr. B, Tommy Tucker, Dr. B in the morning. You know, it's a show you listen to every morning. You love it. No, Dr. B is here. It's open. The first day of annual
enrollment period.
Where do I get the O from?
Open enrollment? Open enrollment. That's, some people say that as
okay.
well.
Okay, annual mm-hmm. enrollment period. We're at the People's Health Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. Dr. B is here in person. Let's pick it up with Medicare Advantage. Is it more expensive than original Medicare?
Yeah, not necessarily, but keep in mind, every plan is going to have different costs and different benefits. So your overall cost with Medicare Advantage plans in general are going to be lower than your original Medicare. And that is primarily because Medicare Advantage plans are required to limit your yearly out-of-pocket cost. What that means is once you hit that upper limit, you don't have to pay any more, whereas with original Medicare, there is no ceiling, so it can keep going up based on the amount of services you're getting.
So you're talking bottom line here. With Medicare Advantage, there is a limit for out-of-pocket.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly.
Okay. And so the extra benefits don't necessarily make Medicare Advantage more expensive then?
No, really. They provide extra value to you if you use them. So, for example, if you need to go to the dentist and get your teeth cleaned, you know, that's not covered by original Medicare. And usually that's going to cost you about $100, and you're going to have to pay that full $100 out-of-pocket. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan that includes those routine dental services, you won't have to pay that full amount. You may just have to pay a copay to get that same cleaning. And so those savings can add up over the course of the year and really save you a fair amount of money over original Medicare for those extra benefits.
I don't pay that much to get my teeth cleaned. It's the postage of mailing them in where the expense
easier way to
get
do
them
it.
Cleaned.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about Medicare Advantage plans. Do they have similar costs? Dr. B, nice man, hanging out with us at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. Stop by, say hello. They'll walk you through the Medicare process. Today is the first day of the annual enrollment period. You have until December 7th to do this, but it can be complicated. We have donuts from Joe's Cafe. We have coffee. We have World War II Museum tickets. WWL is going to be here till 4 o'clock, so you got all day. But we'd love to see you if you're in the neighborhood. Park right up front, walk in, and you can say hi to Dr. B. Back in a flash, WWL. All right, Tommy Tucker, 846-14. WWL is going to be here at the People's Health Medicare Advantage Center till 4 o'clock, 3017 Vets, next to Party City. We got free World War II Museum tickets. We got donuts from Joe's. We got coffee. And the main thing we have is Dr. B here with us in person, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, to walk us through all of this in as much as we can in an hour. But that's the real function, the real purpose of this center, is for people to come in and you take as much time as they need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so do Medicare Advantage plans have a similar cost to all of them?
They don't, no. I mean, some Medicare Advantage plans are going to have monthly premiums. Others may have a $0 premium, and that's in addition to what you pay for your Part B Medicare premium. And similarly, some Medicare Advantage plans have something called an annual deductible, which is something you have to meet before the plan kicks in and starts paying.
What are some of the other costs with Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, so with Medicare Advantage, you generally pay a copay or a co-insurance for the medical services and the drugs that you're going to get, but some may be covered with no cost to you. So with Medicare Advantage plans, your costs are a little more predictable because you know throughout the year for the most part what you're going to be needing, and so you can calculate that all out with your copay. And it's, like I said, a little bit more predictable. An example would be in one of our plans, which is the biggest plan here in New Orleans and in Baton Rouge, the Choices 65 plan, the copay to see a specialist is going to be $20. Mm-hmm. So if you know you need to go see your cardiologist twice a year, you know you're going to have $40 out of pocket. You don't know what it may be with original Medicare because they may bill different amounts, and you don't know what your share of it is going to be.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that depends on what contract the doctor has with Medicare, or
The Medicare rates are standard. It depends what they're doing in the office. So they may be billing additional services that may not be covered, or they may be covered at a different rate.
That's what makes me pull my hair out. What little bit
it's
I have.
Very, very confusing.
So original Medicare 20% coinsurance. What does that mean?
Yeah. So what that means is whatever they bill, usually you're going to have to cover 20% of it. So if they bill you, you know, a couple of $100, you may have $40 to $60 that you have to come out of pocket.
Which makes that $20 copayment look pretty good.
Exactly.
All right. That's why you have to figure it out beforehand. And how do you go about choosing what coverage option is right for you?
Yeah. There's a few things you want to consider. You know, whether you're comparing original Medicare to Medicare Advantage, or you're comparing plan to plan. So the first one is always check those costs that we've been talking about and review the premiums and the deductibles and kind of figure out what you think is going to fit your budget. And then the next big thing is to look at the network. And what that means is, are your doctors in the network? Are you going to be able to continue that continuity of care with the doctors you may have established relationships with? And then the next thing is consider that coverage. You know, make sure that what you need is going to be covered, and that includes prescription drug coverage as well. And then the last thing with Medicare Advantage is think about those extra benefits. So do you need routine dental, vision, or hearing services? Do you want your Part D drug coverage included as well? They have additional value, but only if you use them. So you want to make sure you're going to use them.
So should you also consider the plan type when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans?
Yeah, definitely. And this is sort of another layer, but you may be eligible for multiple different types of Medicare Advantage plans. So you have to kind of think through what the options are. And some plans let you see out-of-network providers, for example. There may be additional cost to you because it'll be lower cost if you stay within the network. But if you've got one doctor that's not in the network you want to see, that may still be a good option. And then sometimes they will provide additional benefits to see certain types of providers where it's lower cost for you.
Some special eligibility criteria as well on some of these?
Yeah, there definitely are some plans that you have to have something special going on in order to enroll in them. So in particular, we have dual eligible special needs plans, and those are only available to people that have both Medicare and Medicaid. Those plans typically have lower cost for the medical services and for the drugs that you're taking. For example, people that are in a People's Health dual eligible special needs plan pay $0 for all of their Part D drugs.
And what about plans with special enrollment requirements?
Yeah, so this includes things like our chronic condition special needs plan, or what you said at the beginning, C-SNPs is mm-hmm. what they're called. And that kind of plan offers some adjusted benefits to support people with certain chronic health conditions. And that could be things like diabetes or heart disease. And in order to enroll in that, though, your healthcare provider has to actually confirm that you have that eligible condition.
How do the plans support people with those chronic conditions?
So it's going to vary by plan, but usually they have lower copays for specialty visits because you've got that additional chronic medical problem. They may provide different coordination services. So, for example, diabetic education or chronic heart failure education. That's really designed to help the member stay healthy and follow their treatment plan. But keep in mind that each of those C-SNPs or chronic condition special needs plans have different costs and benefits as well. So if you're thinking of enrolling in one, you want to sit down and talk with somebody.
Which brings us back to the Medicare Center. How do you know if this is the kind of plan that's right for you?
Yeah, so really you want to think about your health, and that's why this time of year is important. Get ready for 2025. Do you have a chronic health condition? Could you use extra help managing it? Those are really the questions you need to ask yourself. But then you also really have to look at your provider network. Are you going to use those extra benefits? And then what are your overall costs going to be?
And does People's Health offer these chronic condition special needs plans?
We do. Actually, for the first time this year in 2025, we're going to make these plans available to people with Medicare who have either diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder. And so our chronic special needs plans are going to have lower copays for specialty visits and certain prescription drugs than some of our other plans do. And they even include a monthly allowance to spend on healthy food and over-the-counter wellness items. So hopefully that can help them support their condition.
Just about out of time. Tell me about the presentations coming up at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so we're going to have two presentations today that are designed around a lot of what we've been talking about. What is Medicare? What do I need to know? And how do I make the decisions for next year?
A pleasure spending an hour with you as opposed to a half an hour. Nice seeing you in person, okay?
You too, Tom.
And I'll add happy anniversary to Dr. and Mrs. B.
Thank you very much.
How many years?
Actually, 23, 13 married.
I'll be doggone. Yep. Good for y'all. All right, we'll take a break for traffic coming back on WWL. Let me do a quick reset here. We are live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. We've been here since 6 o'clock because today is the first day, October 15th, of the annual enrollment period. If you're new to Medicare, you need to enroll. If you just turned 65 or you turned 65, you need to enroll and you need to find out. You know what? Somebody from People's Health, when the hell do you need to enroll? When you just turned 65, or what is it? What's the... No, but when you turn 65, what's the guideline? If you... you need to enroll or make a decision with Medicare when you turn what? 65, and for this period would be when you turn 65 when?
It's that you can enroll the
3 months before your birthday. 3 months before
your birthday or?
After your birthday?
Or 3 months after.
Or 3 months after. There you go. All right. So their People's Health Medicare Center is going to be here. You didn't know there'd be a pop quiz, did you? You did great. Give her a nice round of applause, everybody. You did great. But anyway, they're going to be here every day, the People's Health Medicare Center, and it's appointments are recommended, but you don't need one. You can walk in and have people that will help you. Sit down, walk you through all the different parts of Medicare, A, B, C, or D, talk to you about Medicare Advantage plans like People's Health, but there's no cost, no obligation. They're not going to hard sell you, to hammer you, try to get you to sign up or anything like that. It's about giving you the information that you need to make an informed decision. There are seminars coming up at 10 o'clock and another one at 1 o'clock that you can take advantage of. It's absolutely free, and they'll give you a presentation on Medicare. Dave Cohen will be in for Newell next at 10 o'clock, and then Ian will be in for Scoot at 1 o'clock, so WWL will be here until 4. You can go to peopleshealth.com to find out more, and you can always call the 1-800 number, which I'll give you in a second. Ramon Antonio Vargas joins us now, our friend, to talk about the latest with the Archdiocesan bankruptcy case and an expert that's brought into that was brought into the case. Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian. Welcome, my friend, and thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Ramon, you know, I tell you, I really do appreciate the work you do, and especially as it relates to this, because it just seems as though the victims in this continue to get taken advantage of, and I'll use, you know, the phrase screwed over. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but it just seems like every time you turn a corner, there's another eyebrow-raising incident that happens. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you. You're the reporter. Give me some background on this, some context, and then tell me the latest development, if you would, please.
Sure. Obviously, a very complex topic, but as briefly as possible. There was an outside.
Take your time.
Expert.
We got some time on this. I think it's important, and I want you to take your time, Ramon.
Sure, no problem. There was a turnaround expert, right, who was brought in, nationally renowned guy by the name of.
Well, just tell us what. And again, Ramon, for people that don't know what a turnaround expert is, you live and breathe this stuff, but maybe people don't know.
He's basically he just helps distressed companies kind of restructure their books, right, and. This guy's worked on Vice Media. This guy's worked on Barney's. This guy's worked on Sears restructurings, right? So the judge who's been overseeing the New Orleans Catholic Church bankruptcy brought him in to sort of help essentially assess the viability of the two competing settlement plans in the bankruptcy, right? And they're hundreds of millions of dollars apart between the church, who wants to pay about $125,000 per abuse claim, to settle the bankruptcy, and this is clergy abuse claims, and then the victims and the survivors and their attorneys who want, about $2 million per claim, right? Obviously, they're, I think a realistic number you're talking about, given a case that another bankruptcy, church bankruptcy case that resolved, that was about $300 million total. You're talking, that's about a realistic figure. Overall, the church wants to pay $62 million. The victims want about $1 billion, mostly coming from insurance. So that's kind of like the lay of the land. So this guy's brought in and is like, hey, like, assess the viability of these plans and give me a report. And that's from Judge Meredith.
But Ramon, let me just jump in for a second here. When you talk about this guy's experience, you said Vice, Sears, and what was the third one?
Bankruptcy. Vice, Sears, Barney's. Yeah.
Barney's.
He's just kind of like,
These are corporate entities that are in bankruptcy, and the Archdiocese of New Orleans filed for the same protection. So I just got to jump in as a Catholic all my life with what's the right thing to do here. And the Archdiocese, I think it's important to point out, has taken the same approach as would a company, forget right or wrong, but just to protect its assets, the legal part of this. Am I wrong in that or not?
No, I mean, it's very much the church is in a very, very corporate process. That's correct.
Okay.
To say. And so Meji, this gentleman by the name of Meji, is brought in to sort of see, like, hey, are these plans realistic? Almost within days of that appointment, the Wall Street Journal published a very eyebrow in a report that really raised the eyebrows of, especially kind of like on the clergy abuse survivor side, right? That he was facing. So two reports have come out since September on him, and both of them basically lead to the fact that the FBI is investigating his conduct in a separate case. After some of his conduct in that separate case raised ethics-related questions. That's a very complicated set of circumstances. But essentially, he—and I'll find this section right here—he caught the FBI's attention after he hosted a banquet at one of the priciest restaurants in Manhattan that listed a bankruptcy judge named David Jones as a guest of honor. The Guardian had a bankruptcy attorney basically say that is improper to have a guest as a judge as a guest of honor, a bankruptcy judge as a guest of honor at such a banquet, because it basically signals a potential client, hey, I have a special relationship with a judge. You need something with me? Hook me up. Now, the Omeji basically helped steer this case involving a pharmaceutical company, like a biotech company that does business in California. This judge...
That would be Sorrento Pharmaceuticals?
Sorrento Pharmaceuticals, correct. Sorrento Therapeutics moved, and so Meji basically steers their case, even though they do business in California, brings it to this judge in Houston, right, and kind of puts the case in front of him, right, the same judge that he hosted at this banquet. Eventually, that judge had to resign from being a bankruptcy judge, basically, because it turned out that he was having an affair with an attorney who practiced in front of him, who was also involved in that same bankruptcy case, right? So I know it's getting kind of tangled, and I know it's kind of whatever, you know.
No. I want you to take your time with this, because here's what just drives me crazy, and I'm no Ramon Antonio Vargas, but who appointed this guy, Moshe Meji?
It was the bankruptcy judge overseeing the New Orleans Church case, which is Meredith Grable, appoints him.
So,
and she talked and made a big deal about, and
go ahead.
Basically, makes a big deal about injecting comp. You know that.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, this is going to bring confidence and competence to this process, and I'm going to bring them in. And almost immediately, like, he falls, like, these reports come out that fall that he is basically being looked at for problematic conduct in another case. And it eventually catches the FBI's attention because in this judge's courtroom, there's an investigation into whether cases were being handled fairly in that judge's courtroom, given that, and this is Judge David Jones, to be clear, given that, you know, he was having an affair with somebody whose clients often turned up in front in his courtroom in front of him and ruled generally favorably for the clients.
Meji also wound up with a job, did he not?
Well, right. So then Meji ends up as Sorrento's in Sorrento's restructuring officer, basically. And I mean, that's a lucrative gig, right? You're talking about $220,000. Let me get the number correctly. I think it's $225,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Or,
I think that's what it was.
$225,000 monthly, which is not insignificant. There was a loan.
$225,000 monthly.
Monthly, correct. And yeah. Then you've got a multi-million dollar loan that he was able to convince the judge to kind of give him. So as it is, it's like, okay, you see this person's name and okay, well now he's come in and this conduct is drawn the highest levels of scrutiny. Right. And then, not to also keep in mind, we've made a lot. And also David Jones is a number that makes a lot of people in this case uncomfortable because if you remember, Richard Trahant is a strident critic of the church. He represents a lot of clergy abuse claimants, received a $400,000 fine for basically using information that was a very complicated set of facts, basically uses his knowledge of records in the bankruptcy to get a abuser priest removed from Brother Martin's high school. I know we've discussed this on the program repeatedly.
Was that Paul Hart?
And so before Trahant is given that fine by Judge Grable, this is in publicly available transcripts, to be clear. It comes out that, like, the judge, Grable, had consulted about the matter or had spoken about the matter with Judge David Jones, right? And so...
let me pause you for a second. Because this is a radio and we don't have flow charts, but tell me again where David Jones factors into this.
David Jones basically spoke with Judge Meredith Grable about the Paul Hart matter, according to a publicly available transcript, and that resulted in, and that preceded Judge Grable then giving Trahant a $400,000 fine, right? And so, look.
And David Jones is who again in this?
David Jones is the bankruptcy judge who, David Jones is a bankruptcy judge in Houston who is implicated in the Momeji matter, in the fact that he basically had to resign his judgeship because he was having an affair with an attorney who was practicing in front of him in his courtroom, kicking off this investigation into whether cases were handled, Chapter 11 bankruptcy cases were handled fairly in front of him.
I don't mean to keep interrupting you, Ramon. It's just kind of tangled, and I'm just trying to keep everybody straight on what's going on here. Go ahead, please.
No problem. And I mean, I think when you see those two names and kind of like the matters that they're involved in, and the tentacles kind of reach into this case, which has already been so contentious, already been so so lengthy and costly, right? We're running up a bill about $40 million, and that's $40 million left that are available for clergy abuse claimants to be made whole after being raped or otherwise molested by clergymen working here. It just kind of has made everyone very uncomfortable. You know, everyone's waiting for this report from this turnaround expert who, under no uncertain terms, is under FBI scrutiny, to see. And he's basically going to make a call about, like, what if either of the plans is realistic to settle this bankruptcy. And so it just remains to be seen kind of what happens. I can't imagine. I'm curious to see, like I said, when he was brought on, there was a remark made by Judge Grable about how, you know, this is our shot at kind of getting some real competence and, like, some real confidence, you know, introduced into this process. I'm really curious to see whether that stands the test of time, given this investigation that has been publicly reported on.
So, again, I'm no Ramon Antonio Vargas. We'll take a break here, but I just don't know how, given the way these victims have been screwed over so many different ways, that Judge Graybill could appoint this guy when, within days of appointing it, the Wall Street Journal, and these are not people within the system, right? These are people that watch the system. Within days of this, the Wall Street Journal said, whoa, hang on a minute, are you kidding me, this guy? And then they do this expose on him, and they do this piece on him. And it just seems like, if anything, Judge Graybill would have gone to extraordinary measures to vet whomever it is that she turned hired to be the turnover expert to make sure that this person was absolutely clean. Would that not make sense?
Yeah, look, there's two things to make, right? So the Wall Street Journal didn't make the connection to the church bankruptcy case, right? Which was interesting, right? This is a completely different matter. It has nothing to do with the church bankruptcy case, but it's like immediately that name leapt off the page when I saw it, right? And then the other thing to keep in mind is I asked Judge Graybill, I asked Mo Meji, you know, via email, like, did Judge David Jones, who was the link between, you know, that they're 1 degree removed from each other because we're both familiar with him. I'm like, did David Jones recommend Mo Meji to Judge Graybill? And I haven't had gotten a no, I haven't gotten a yes, I haven't gotten a can't comment. But that is a question that I don't have an answer to that I would love to get.
So you can't speak for Judge Graybill, but generally speaking, these, you know, just like in the newspaper business and the radio business or what have you, people are aware of what's going on in their industry, right?
Sure. And I mean, look, if you go out there, it is not that difficult to find a picture of Meredith Graybill and David Jones together, right?
Wait, say that again. You broke up a little bit. You broke up at the worst possible time.
No, it is not difficult to find a picture of David Jones and Meredith Graybill, you know, photographed together at an event in New Orleans, like a legal event in New Orleans, right? So the fact that they know each other and have spoken to each other, like, that's known. Obviously, you know, Meji has had contact with Judge Graybill here, and Meji has had contact with Judge Jones in the Sorrento matter, and at that banquet that he hosted before he got kind of, you know, in the Sorrento matter. So the fact that, like, those three, it's not difficult to kind of make those connections. I have not gotten an answer to the question that I would like to know is, like, because Meji kind of came out of nowhere, right, when we're talking about, and it's interesting because he was chosen over a New Orleans-based turnaround expert by the name of Vincent Liuza, who, you know, basically showed up and made a case for himself. And because his godson, I think, is a Catholic priest in the Archdiocese of New Orleans, it's like, look, I'm not choosing you because I need an outsider. But then when you look into it, it's like, how much of an outsider is he really, given that and I get it, right? Like, Mo Meji is, if you do research into him, he has given a very lucrative gift to the university, a university in Florida, to establish some Shia studies, right? Some Shia Muslim studies. Mm-hmm. So obviously he is not Catholic. That's the message I get from that, is that he is not Catholic. Vincent Liuza, your godson, is a Catholic priest. I need someone from the outside. But then you question, how much of an outsider is someone like that when, I mean, he's 1 degree removed from a disgraced former bankruptcy judge who has had contact with the, you know, with the judge who drew the church bankruptcy case here. He is a link between, like, he has links to both of them, is what I'm trying to say.
Let me ask a question real quick before we go to the break. If I'm doing Venn diagrams here and I got three circles, I'm going to get Judge Graybill, I'm going to get Mo Meji, and I'm going to get Judge Jones all in the same circle in the same intersection, right?
Sure. I mean, their circles would overlap if you did that. Sure.
That's what I'm saying. All right, good. We'll pick it up. We come back and talk about what this means to the victims who continue to get screwed over in this archdiocesan bankruptcy deal. And again, going back to what we began by talking about with Ramon, you know, this guy represented Vice and Sears and Barney's, which is a retail outlet in New York. Big corporate entities, but when you're talking about the archdiocese, you would think at some point factoring into this would be do what's right, not just what's legal or what best protects the assets. 927. And more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. On a lighter note, we're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. That's near Party City. You can come in. People are standing by waiting to help you in this first day of the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Runs until December 7th. You can go to peopleshealth.com to find out more. Seminar starts in about 33 minutes at 10 o'clock, then another one at 1, absolutely free. It'll be like a group presentation to help you understand Medicare and what you need to do and what's best for you, especially if this is your first year, because it can be daunting and confusion, which used to be my old legal firm. We'll take a break. Come back. WWL. Quickly back to Ramon Antonio Vargas as we continue to broadcast live from the People's Health Medical Medicare Center. Annual enrollment period opens up today. We're at 3017 Vets, Party City, and Metairie. WWL will be here all day. Ramon, I know we took a little bit of time explaining all of the, I don't know, conflicts. I don't know what word you want to use with this. Eyebrow-raising actions to bring in this Mo Meggie, the bankruptcy turnaround guy. Let's talk about the victims. What does this mean to the victims? And did I see something in your story? The victims are afraid of offending Judge Grable at this point?
Well, I mean, I think that it's accurate. I mean, I ran when I was able to see kind of what the situation was with Meggie. I mean, I went to a lot of victims, attorneys, et cetera. And I mean, I think obviously the Trahan $400,000 sanction that we, you know, refer to quite often has, you know, had the effect of like, well, I don't want to get hit with something like that myself. So I don't want to like speak out and anger anyone in this process. Sometimes.
And again, fine for repeating what was in a public document, right? I just want to make that point.
So it was a public document, and again, like it's complicated but layered. But essentially, it's like you tell what he did was tell someone like, "Hey, look, I can't tell you how I know this, but I know that there is a abuser on your campus." Essentially, and then that gets people to ask questions, and then it results in this person being exposed, and then there was, you know, an argument made by Trahan's opponents that that violated the secrecy of the bankruptcy, and therefore that results in $400,000 fine against him, which has loomed over like an axe over everyone in this case because everyone's terrified the same thing would happen to them if they step out of line, et cetera, et cetera.
But and quickly, so, the point in revealing that was to protect the students, was it not?
Sure, to remove an abuser who had been shielded from, students at a high school. Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, yes, I mean, I think that so there are people who were like, I'll tell you kind of what I think about this, but I don't want you to quote me because I don't want to, you know, anger anyone that might find me, you know, that amount. And ultimately, I think that the takeaway was it's like, well, look, it's obviously concerning that this is kind of the expert that was brought in, especially when there was an alternative, right, a New Orleans-based alternative. And then I think also the obviously the victims are searching for, obviously I don't think any either side has made like their real ask, right? I don't think that the church's position to settle the bankruptcy has been like, look, we'll put up 62.5 million, some from the archdiocese office, some from our, you know, hundreds of affiliates out there, and then, you know, you get whatever you can from insurance, right? And then I think the other side is like, look, we want $1 billion. It's not too different from kind of what you're offering, a few hundred, you know, a few million more, and then the rest, like, we want, like, your insurers to kind of put up. I think that, like, probably what seems realistic, if you look at the Rockville Center Diocese settlement, it's about $321 million was about it, and obviously it was a combination of the archdiocese and insurers. I think that's a realistic target. It's a similar number of abuse claims, even though the diocese is much larger, but just because it's much larger in terms of, like, people, I think that they're probably pretty comparable as, you know, all told. It's a pretty good analog for everything. And so the question becomes, it's like, okay, well, this person's going to have, like, the word on which of those two plans is more viable, is either viable or neither viable, and they need to keep working. You know, like, this person's going to, you know, give a piece of – is going to advise the judge on, like, how do you proceed toward finishing this. And I think that, like, when you are under FBI – I mean, like, think about it. The best way that it was put to me is that, like, you've got this consultant under FBI scrutiny – and then, obviously, the Archdiocese, it's well known, is under investigation by Louisiana State Police over whether or not it operated as a child sexual abuse trafficking ring. And obviously it hasn't, no charges for high level superiors have been announced or yet, if they even come, but we do know that some, you know, we do know that there have been abusive clergymen who have already been, you know, indicted, and including in one case in St. Tammany Parish has been convicted. And so, you know, you've got like one person under FBI scrutiny, kind of like involved in another case involving another person who's under law, another entity that's under law enforcement investigation and in bankruptcy. And I think it's just people are like, how, it's just very like fretful about what, whether their plan is going to be like thrown out of hand, and, you know, a plan that obviously is not to their favor is going to be kind of endorsed by this expert, or whether they're going to get a fair shake. I guess we'll have to see.
Ramon, thank you. This is very complicated stuff. You do a great job of explaining it. I know it takes a long time, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry about that, but you could do an eight-hour miniseries on this. You really could, and have to go back and do recaps and everything else. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Thank you for the time. Take care.
Appreciate it. All right, and you know, you got to look at what's the right thing to do here. And how would you feel if a Fortune 500 company was behaving this way? It's 9:40. We'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. We come back. Time now, traffic, WWL. All right, quickly to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, I saw this tweet of yours, and it says, if you don't feel like doing the math, 32% of the Saints roster is currently listed on the Saints injury report. Every position group is represented. You know, and I don't know if you and I have spoken about this before, but you can get a steak at Golden Corral. You can get a steak at Ruth's Chris, right? Both are steaks. You can talk about injuries in the NFL, and you can talk about injuries with the Saints. Both are injuries, but they're not the same thing. And I'm not trying to be an apologist for the Saints or anything, but I think you'd have to be a damn fool not to realize how hard the Saints have been hit by injuries. Thoughts?
Yeah, the problem is it's the same story every year, right? Like last year, this time, well, I thought, yeah, well, Derek Carr dealing with an injury while the offensive line, yeah, is hurt, while this, while that. And, you know, it gets old, and you got to, it's tough to continue to look at that and say, well, this can't be disconnected from reality. This can't just be coincidental. There's got to be something that you can do to try to mitigate some of this. But no, I mean, it's
so how would you do that? Training off season training? How would you do that? How would you?
It's something that I know the team is looking at. You know, they're looking at getting more outdoor practices in, maybe get off the turf a little bit. But it's got to be something that they look at, because you know, I don't know if there's anything you can make changes for in season. Right? I don't think it's anything you can fix in season. But it's, you know, a couple of years ago they brought in Matt Ray to kind of revamp that system, that whole part of the equation. And I think soft tissue injuries were down over the last couple of years. I don't think they've been down this year. So, but no, I mean, like you said, it's difficult to win that way when you're missing your entire interior offensive line. You don't have your starting quarterback. Your running back is banged up. You might be going into this game without either starting wide receiver. Chris Olave he's in concussion protocol. It's really tough to see him clearing that in 3 days. Rashid Shaheed is dealing with a knee injury now that they're kind of trying to figure out. And
We're a little bit pressed for time, Jeff. Let me work it the other way. Let me tell you who is not on the injury report list from the offense. Taliese Fuaga, Trevor Penning, Foster Moreau, Kamara, who is playing hurt, and Adam Prentice. That's who you got left.
Yeah. From the first string offense.
So that's serious. From the first string offense, yeah. And I know it's like, you know, the old next man thing up bit, but there are only so many people that can play NFL football at a high level caliber. Tell me about the defense and being banged up.
Yeah, well, the defense, they have a whole lot of problems. I mean, realistically speaking, the health is not the bigger issue on the defense. They had some injuries that game, but, you know, other than Pete Werner missing the last couple games, you know, you got Willie Gay back. They just haven't been able to tackle, and I don't think that's a health thing. I think that is a technique thing. That is a you know, there's a lot of things that go into that, ankles, pursuit angles, you know, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you got to have some pride. You got to go out there and make a tackle. You can't allow someone to run 55 yards with three guys, have them lined up, and no one touches them. Like, that can't happen. So that's going to be something they have to fix. That's something they can fix. Like, that's the thing. There's some things you can't fix. You can't prevent people from getting hurt. You can't do any of that. But you can go make a tackle. You can fix that. And that's, if they can do that, then they have a chance to win these games. If they don't, it's going to be a whole lot more likely.
Are you saying that goes to attitude? Because otherwise, and I saw Juwan Johnson last night? Juwan Johnson? Who's the tight end?
Juwan, yeah.
Juwan Johnson last night. I don't know why I say Juwana, but Juwan Johnson talking about, you know, he can't remember what people said with the rah-rah speeches. It's something within you that has to be there. And I was talking to Mike Dettelier about this yesterday. You know, if you or I do a bad show, Diane Newman, our boss, will let us know about it because it's she knows what we're supposed to do, we're not supposed to be doing. And it's the same thing in the NFL. That tape is there, and everybody's going to know what you did or didn't do. I just don't understand how the missed tackles have increased week to week to week. Tell me your thoughts. No, you're down there on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pride thing. I think it's go do your job, right? You know, and I don't know, like the first half, I thought the defense played reasonably well in that game. The second half, it kind of seemed like they let go of the rope a little bit. And, you know, when you're not scoring on offense, when you're kind of the ball run down your throat, that'll happen. But no, I think there's got to be some soul searching in that room this week. I hope there's been some uncomfortable conversations with some folks, because you know, if you got to make the tackles in front of you. You got to take advantage of the situations you're presented with. Like you can control the things you can control. One of the things you can control is tackling that guy immediately in front of you. And if the Saints can start doing that, then we can start worrying about some of the other things. But if they can't tackle the running backs, they can't tackle a guy I've never heard of before named Sean Tucker, who had 30 career rushing yards going into that game and now has 166 career rushing yards, you're not going to win games. So it really is that simple.
So Dennis Allen said the tackling was atrocious. I'm just quoting him here. He said, you look at his record as a defensive coordinator, he can get it fixed. It's a short week. I mean, they just played on Sunday. Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow, night after tomorrow, they're playing another game. How do you fix that in that limited amount of time where everybody's beat up? Most of the time is going to be spent in a training room and watching film. I don't know how you fix that. Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're going to get out there and do a bunch of hard-hitting tackling drills. I mean, I think it's mental adjustments. It's understanding your keys and your technique and not getting away from it in those moments and going to make it a play. So I think that's really what it is. And, you know, honestly, I don't think there is a lot of physical adjustments you need to make. I think a lot of it is mental. And, you know, hopefully these guys are, you know, they're ticked off. They want to come out and prove that that wasn't a good picture of what they can be. And we'll see if they can do that.
I'm going to say one thing real quick. I did not see evidence that anybody quit on Dennis Allen. I did see some sloppiness. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it was I don't think that's what you're looking at now in terms of quitting on a team. I think it's just you let go of the rope a little bit. The game got away from you, and you know, you didn't execute when you needed to. I think that's something they got to fix.
Thank you, Jeff. Hope we talk to you again soon. Our time's limited. Jeff Nowak, sideline reporter. Pleasure as always. We'll take a break. Dave Cohen's in next renewal. We'll talk to him. The People's Health Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie here on WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.